This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
96.5 The Fan.
Long-time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
That's right. I wish this guy somehow was my brother, but he's my brother from another mother, whether you like it or not. Vern, welcome to the show on a Tuesday. I hope you had a good weekend. Dodging some bullets on the text line. Vern, I got to ask you this. How many people have been asking you to get rid of Zumi?
That hasn't happened in a while. Ooh. I would say that, that really jumped off at the end of April. But no, I haven't heard.
Good.
Well, first of all, not many people know the name of the hitting coach.
That is
true. They call up and Vern, fire the hitting coach. And I say, well, they have three of them. Is there one in particular? And all of them. So, okay. No, that hasn't happened.
What happened,
lately,
though, Vern, in baseball? We used to know the pitching coach and the hitting coach. And I love the fact that you said that because I'm right there with him. Like, who are these guys again? Like, yeah. What has happened in baseball where we don't know who these ancillary figures are?
Well, staffs are so big now, right? Yeah. Three hitting coaches, a hitting department. The Royals have, three pitching coaches as well, and a pitching department, and a senior director of pitching, and a senior director of hitting. Again, when you have 26 players, 13 hitters, and 13 pitchers.
You need a coach for everybody.
When there's this much money being invested into them, you want to make sure that you have someone that can connect with every player. Not everybody is the same. Not everybody gets along with the same hitting coach. Doesn't necessarily get along with the same pitching coach. Give them a few options so maybe they can connect with someone on that level.
Vern, the text line, or not the text line, the Kurt Likens text line. You know that guy. I've given you all the stories.
He hates me.
No, he doesn't hate you. He hates getting walked off. He almost cussed this week and says, I hate these effing walk-offs. It's making me sick.
I'm with him.
Emoji face.
I was
with,
set
like,
up for another one on Sunday, man. I was not confident on Sunday.
No, but here's what I want to ask you, because I know I always go back to how you preach it, which is speed, defense, base running, and pitching. That's what this is going to make this team go far as possible that they want to go. There's been a lot of issues, it seems, with base running, with this baseball club over the last month.
And defense.
Yeah.
I mean, India's booting the ball left and right, no matter where you put him. Michael with a strange, easy-to-turn-the-page error from yesterday. But base running, again, when you're – and listen, I heard what JJ had to say about the base running issues when asked about it last week on Cody and Gold. And, he makes the, I'm sure, correct point of – when an offense is struggling as mightily as this one is, and it is, 55 games into the season, there's never been a Royals offense in franchise history that has scored as little as this 2025 Royals offense. They surpassed the mark set by the expansion Royals back in 1969. So again,
congratulations.
This offense, understandably, is pressing. I think you're seeing that from Bob over the past few days, expanding the zone somewhat. When you're hitting that poorly, when you're not coming through in big moments at the dish, maybe you try to make something happen on the base pass. Maybe that's an explanation for some of the mistakes on the base pass, but some of them, You know, it's just a lack of fundamentals. And for a team that prides itself, like you mentioned, pitching, defense, and team speed, the defense this season at best has been, top half of Major League Baseball. The base running's been bottom half of Major League Baseball. You can't be bad, in my opinion. If you want to win the division, you can't be bad in multiple facets. And right now, the Royals are a bad offense and a bad base running team. One of those two things needs to get cleaned up if you're going to stay in this division race. Now, you can be bad at two things and still get into the playoffs when you have a rotation this strong, a player as good as Bobby, hopefully another one on the come in Jack Caglione. But if you want to track down Detroit, obviously the offense needs to improve, but the base running needs to get cleaned up starting tomorrow.
Well, yeah, and starting today, starting yesterday, you know, those are the things that you can't have go wrong, because I don't know, Vern, I think it's easier to control your defense and to control your base running than it is to control your hitting. And they always say, sure, you know, if you have a bad at bat, it shouldn't carry over into the field or whatever the case may be. It seems like all of that now is starting to have a big impact on this team, and rightfully so. We're past Memorial Day now. It's okay to have real life conversations about our baseball team.
Yeah, 55 games into the season, it's not a small sample size anymore, especially when so many of the names on this team, guys that we're relying upon to get you back to the postseason, are the same names that we saw last year. And for the most part, this is a very familiar script as far as how this team's going to win on a nightly basis. Pitching, defense, and
special
clutch
teams, yeah,
base hits. But right now, if I was to ask you guys, man on second base with two outs, obviously Bobby's the first choice. Other than Bobby Witt Jr., who are your three bats that you want at the plate?
Oh,
right,
see, you gave me three, because the easy answer for me is Mikel Garcia. I'm taking him first,
sure,
second, and third at this point,
yep,
in time. Yep. Other than that, give me Garcia. He's the guy. You know, we always talk about, Vern, who do you want to take the last second shot, right, in basketball?
Yeah.
Who do you want at the plate with a runner in scoring position and the game on the line? For me, it's Garcia right now.
In all honesty, Vern, I'd take Garcia. If I could answer three, I'd take Garcia, yeah, Isbell, and Vinny.
Okay, I thought Fermin might make it, yeah, because to me, Freddie might be my number two.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'll put Vinny in the three spot, but that just goes to show you where this team is, and you dive into the numbers and you look at how poor this team has performed in those money situations. I heard Nathan mention Vinny just a second ago, and even he prefaced it with, I know he needs to get it done with runners in scoring position. Yeah, Vinny's been outstanding here in the month of May. But last year, again, I hate to keep going back to last year, but last year's offense, the Royals' offense, was middle of the road, right? 15th, 16th in Major League Baseball. But in the big moments, they were top five, right? Top five OPS in Major League Baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby were three of the 15 best in the sports. This year, Vinny is hitting below 200. With runners in scoring position. Salvi ranks, you know, like 150th out of 167 qualified hitters. So for an offense that we knew coming into the season was going to follow the recipe from a season ago, and that was, we're not a great offense, but in the big moments, we're going to execute. They're not executing, save the Venezuelans and Freddie Fermin and Mikel Garcia. Everyone else has been a pretty colossal disappointment in the big moments, and that's why when you dive into the season-long numbers, they are historically bad when it comes to scoring runs, but in almost every other offensive statistic, yeah, they're bad, but they're not all-time bad. They just can't push those runs across. They're gripping the bat too tight, and they're just failing to execute in the big moments.
And it's also two runners on third and less than two outs, Vern. I looked at this stat about 2 weeks ago. They're hitting almost 100 points less than where they were a season ago. If they just cleaned that up, they'd be so much better from an offensive standpoint.
And it's
standpoint.
Really just those three guys, Bob, which is wild and maybe unfair to put all the pressure on them. And that's where Jonathan India was supposed to be coming up clutch this season. I mean, if you can imagine classic Jonathan India to go along with Mikel, classic Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby, that's a pretty strong 1-5. But everyone, I mean, you hate to say that Bobby's disappointing. He's still one of the five best players in the sport, according to Fangraphs. But offensively, he's no longer the second best offensive player in the American League behind Aaron Judge. Right now, he's one of the top 10, one of the top 15. It's still outstanding. Still can't wait to watch him tonight against Brady Singer. But everyone in this lineup, outside of your guy Mike Kell, is, and I guess I should mention Dusty Kyle Isbell, you're right about him as well. Outside of those guys, everyone has disappointed mightily through 55 games.
Something that's not disappointed, Vern, don't worry, I hosed myself down this weekend. What was the weekend for Jack Caglione from a guy from Josh Vernia?
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, anyone that is, you know, fighting the excitement is silly. You know, even JJ yesterday, talking with him, mm-hmm. 5 home runs in your first week at AAA is jaw-dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and Bob, you mentioned this earlier, you're 100% right when it comes to that Salt Lake City elevation. On average, those games saw almost 16 runs scored a night.
Wow.
Over the course of those 6 games. So, still, 5 home runs.
Still nuts.
10 RBI, 9 hits in 6 games is still outstanding. Just give me another week.
Okay.
You know, let's entertain the people in Omaha. Let's make sure you guys have a nice weekend. And you know, he does it again. There is no argument come next Monday. I know it's silly to say 2 weeks of AAA baseball, but again, if he can duplicate what he did in Salt Lake, I don't think he's going to be able to. But if he can, shoot, I probably shouldn't put that out there. If he can duplicate it, I just don't know what the argument would be a week from today. But no. 1 week is certainly not enough for me to give him the green light. But I'm not missing an at-bat coming up tonight. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow. A week away, potentially, of getting Jack Caglione
again,
on this roster, right?
Nine hits in this week. If he hits another 5 home runs. I mean, if he is the guy that he was in Salt Lake, again, that's pretty obscene. But I'm not going to put a ceiling on him. I hope it happens. I'm not expecting it. Again, my dream scenario has always been dominate AA for the month, dominate AAA for a month and a half, 2 months, and then you join an offense and a team that is steamrolling towards the postseason. I mean, the thing that's tough is if Cags is on the team, let's say tonight, you know, and I'm putting together my ideal lineup, I mean, the guy's probably hitting fifth. And, you know, hitting fifth, that means you're coming up with ducks on the pond twice, maybe 3 times a night. That's an awful lot of pressure to put on the 22-year-old that, listen, he might be able to handle it. I was pretty impressed with his mentality dating back to spring training, but he's never really faced adversity, right?
Right.
When was the last time he faced adversity? I mean, he's huge, good-looking, and really good at baseball. I mean, in what aspect of his life? I don't know what's going on family-wise, but
you're right.
Where has he struggled? And you know that's coming because even Bobby struggled. I remember a couple of years ago, people calling into the post-game show saying maybe Bobby should be optioned to AAA, let him clear his head.
Clear his head a little bit, yeah. That's always
the
good one.
They turn on everybody. They'll turn
head
on Jack just as quickly.
Oh, they will. But let me ask you this, because I said it earlier. I said maybe they made a mistake by not bringing him up at the start of the season, because now with this offense where it is, regardless of who you are as a fan, you want Jack Caglione to pull in Acuna and hit a home run in that first at bat.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the pressure's now more for Jack Caglione than it would have been had he come up on opening day, just based on the way that this season has gone. And that's not Cags' fault or anything like that. That's everybody else not producing.
Yeah. 2 points to that. One, front office-wise, if he's on the opening day roster, you could get an additional draft pick if he finishes top 3 for the Rookie of the Year this year, if he finishes top 3 in the MVP for the following 2 seasons. So to that point, yeah, that you can make a case that reflects poorly on the decision-making of the organization to not have him on the opening day roster, right? They get an additional draft pick this year because Bobby finished top 3 for MVP last year, and he was on the opening day roster back in 2022. So before his 3 years are up, he finishes top 3 and you get that additional pick. Yes, as far as the front office, and then as far as the pressure that Cags would feel from the fan base if he's to make his debut, well, no matter when he makes his debut, there's going to be an immense amount of pressure on him. The issue is, and to your point about the offense, they're more than a Jack Caglione away.
Mm, right.
You know, even if Cags is the guy that we hope, even if he is the left-handed Pete Alonso, and you plug him into your cleanup spot and don't worry about it for the next six seasons, they still need someone else, in my opinion. Until Jonathan India shows up, they need somebody else offensively. Bobby, Vinny, Cags, and Michael is not enough. Salvi needs to pick it up with runners in scoring position. Jonathan India needs to show up. And then to win the division, you probably still need that outside bat to come in there and allow you to move Cags down in the lineup, allow you to move a 35-year-old catcher out of the cleanup spot. If anything has been apparent through the first 55 games when it comes to this offense, they're more than one bat shy of being a division champion.
And when will those bats start to become available with the rest of baseball? I know here we are now officially into that, you know, second third of the season. June begins this weekend. Memorial Day is now in the rearview mirror. Will we start to see some of these teams loosen up a little bit and start to wave that white flag where the Royals can swoop in and maybe make a deal for a major league bat?
Yeah, I still think we're a month away from that. You mentioned Tarek Skubal a moment ago. Remember what the Tigers did last season? I mean, last year at the trade deadline, there were people even in Detroit clamoring for the Tigers to trade Tarek Skubal and jumpstart their turnaround. And thankfully for the fans of Motown, they didn't do that. Skubal wins the Cy Young. They go deep into the postseason, and they look to be one of the best teams in Major League Baseball so far in 2025. So, no, with the additional playoff spots, the additional wild cards, it's having the effect that all the owners hoped that it would. It's keeping fans interested in their team a little bit longer than it would have been years previous. So, no, I'm still looking towards the end of June before any sort of impact bat is brought into this lineup. Now, impact being the key word, right? You can have your spark plugs and John Rave. You can have a spark plug maybe in Nick Lofton, if you want to say that. Maybe a waiver wire claim, some bench player, AAA player in another organization that the Royals prize more than that current organization, right? Maybe JJ can pull the rabbit out of the hat like he has each of the past two seasons. Cole Reagans wasn't on everyone's radar. It wasn't an obvious upgrade for your rotation back in 23, same way Lucas Urseg was last season. That wasn't the obvious choice to improve a bullpen. It might not be the obvious choice to improve the offense. JJ and that staff have done a great job since taking over, and I expect nothing different this year, so go find them. Go find them ASAP, and if there isn't that diamond in the rough buried in a AAA team somewhere around Major League Baseball, well then, we just got to sit around and wait for the trade deadline to inch closer, hope that Jack Caglione stays red hot at AAA, and pray that Jonathan India and Salvador Perez remember who they are.
You mentioned going to get an outside bat. What would the Royals have to give up, like a name that maybe they would give up for that outside bat?
I think you have enough in the minor leagues, to be quite honest with you. But as far as the big league names, I mean, you saw yesterday Michael Lorenzen. You wish that performance was a little bit better because of what Noah Cameron's done. JJ saying on Sunday that as it currently stands, when Reagans and Lugo return, Cameron's likely heading back to Omaha because they want to keep him as a starting pitcher. So ideally, Lorenzen returns to the form that we saw throughout the month of April. You can flip him, not necessarily for that impact bat, but you can flip him for something that could help you offensively, even if it is just a spark plug on the bench, a way to improve that Nick Lofton spot, the 13th man on the roster. The Chris Bubich, the Seth Lugo conversation, it's certainly worth having, but I would like to think you don't need to make that drastic of a subtraction from the big league club to improve the offense. I think they have enough in the minor leagues.
Vern, you got Brady Singer tonight. Some lucky fans that listen to your pitch clock segment got to go to that game because they won tickets tonight. They can do the same thing around 5:45-ish, I would say, and get a chance to see Moose get retired or Royal. A lot of emotions this week at the K.
Yeah, and Saturday's game, not only does Moose retire a Royal, but Tarek Skubal scheduled to square off with Chris Bubich.
Yep.
I mean, that's going to be the best pitching matchup of the weekend.
No doubt.
All around Major League Baseball, so I can't wait for that. And yeah, they'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets coming up tonight, beginning at 5:30.
What do you want to see tonight from the squad after yesterday's game?
Oh, man. To be honest with you, I'm such a Brady Singer fan. I'm hoping that this game is 0-0 heading to the seventh, and then the Royals win it in the end. I had a chance to catch up with Brady yesterday. Nothing but great things to say about the Royals, about Kansas City, about the team. Just love that dude, his competitiveness, and his unwillingness to go along with "we stink," right? His entire time at Kansas City, for the most part, they stunk. But Brady always carried himself like a winner. So I'm rooting for him tonight. I hope the Royals come out on top, but I'm just hoping this weather clears up and we get a good game.
Yeah, we got to pray for some sunshine.
Yeah, baby. We need some sunshine for all of us, man.
It's a vitamin D, man.
No doubt.
All right, Vern, rock your Pasquantino necklace tonight with the chest hair rocking out and get ready for that show at 5:30.
You want me to grab you one of those, big dog?
If you could.
You got it.
The sister would appreciate that very much.
Oh, well, then you got it.
Okay, I appreciate that. Summer will love you forever, Vern, as I always do. And 5:30 tonight, Brady Singer on the mound. The way you see Brady Singer is the way that I see you. So have a good show tonight, man. And we'll hope for two wins against these Reds.
Well, I love you, Dusty. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Vern. That is Josh Vernier, our Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan.
Do you want it or not?
Go ahead.
We got an Aaron Rodgers update. We can give it to you on the other side.
Hit it, Nathan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.